Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfield Shire, is lucky enough to have a wee bit of time off. So we're very pleased to welcome to the show Emma Little, who is the GM Community Wellbeing with the Central Goldfield Shire. Emma, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Hey, we touched on this with the launch of it with Lucy a while back, but the Welcome to Central Goldfields initiative, where's that at now?
So just a quick reminder that it's a pilot project that sees local businesses and community leaders partnering to attract skilled migrants to the Central Goldfields Shire. It's responding to staff and skill shortages, which of course are being felt both locally and nationally. But for us, it's about more than just filling jobs. It's an opportunity for our Shire to become more culturally diverse, as well as look at ways to support successful relocation to the Shire and ensure that the needs of our current and future workforce are met. But since launching last month, housing has been a key topic of conversation because, like many regional locations, we've got a housing shortage in the Shire. It's a long-standing problem and it's impacting our local businesses in their ability to recruit staff. So lack of accommodation, limited housing options and difficulty finding rental properties are some of the biggest barriers identified and certainly confirmed in a recent council survey. So council's been working to address this area for many years with much of our current strategic work focused in this area. But while we do that, this pilot project is bringing together local businesses and community leaders to similarly focus on solutions, and it gives us another avenue.
Sorry, I lost you there for a second, Emma. You still there?
Yeah.
Oh, the phone dropped out a bit there, so maybe take a step to the left. But yeah, look, all the details, of course, at the website as well. Welcome to Central Goldfields. So let's talk about a couple of things with Carisbrook now. The levy, stage four, is underway.
It sure is. So the final stage of the Carisbrook levy project is now underway following the appointment of a local contractor, Doran Earthmoving, after a public tender process. The levy was designed by specialist Ensura in response to major floods in 2010 and 2011. So it's been a long process for our Carisbrook community and a major milestone to have this final critical stage of flood mitigation underway. Stage four involves the construction of the Western Levee, south of Pyrenees Highway, which consists of a 1,500-metre earthen levee bank, open drainage and other works. We received $1.2 million for this stage four after a joint agreement between the federal and state government was finalised earlier in the year. And it's hoped, weather permitting, that it will be completed by November this year.
Great stuff. And the Carisbrook Recreation Reserve, the works are progressing there.
Absolutely. So we've reached another key milestone this week with the structural steel for the main and bowls pavilion being installed. The current stages three and four will round out the delivery of the accessible and inclusive facility, including female-friendly player and umpire facilities, accessible toilets and parking, a new bowls pavilion, plus other rooms and public amenities. These improvements will ensure the Recreation Reserve can continue to provide rec opportunities for residents for many years to come.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we haven't been immune to the delays in the construction industry, which has meant we haven't progressed as quickly as hoped, but the arrival and install of the structural steel is a very welcome milestone.
Terrific stuff. Emma, great to chat. Thank you for that, and we'll do so again next week.
Beautiful. Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you. Emma Little from the Central Goldfield Shire on our Shire Whip Around.